Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our Sunday night Tongren Chakra Balancing teleconference. It continues to be kind of amazing that we can gather together in this way. I hope that regardless of what you celebrate, that you had a nice holiday season, and that tonight will be a good way to prepare us for the week ahead and kind of get us back in balance. We're going to start with a guided meditation to balance and center ourselves and to help us feel a sense of expansion and connection to a force of life greater than ourselves. And from there, we will do a TRCB healing for the group, a Tongren Chakra Balancing healing for the group. If this is your first time on the call, there's really nothing to do but sit back, relax, enjoy the meditation and the energy healing. For more information, you can go to my website, trcbhealing.com. So welcome again, and I think we'll just jump right in. I'd like to begin by having you bring your attention to the center of your chest, the heart chakra. And the first affirmation that comes to mind is, I forgive you. I forgive you. And we can start by just forgiving ourselves. I've been thinking a lot this holiday season about the idea of giving ourselves and others the gift of our forgiveness. And so we can begin by just forgiving ourselves. We're growing, we're learning, the earth is a school. I forgive you. I forgive you for all that you remember and all that you've forgotten. I wipe the slate clean. I start the new year fresh. I forgive you. I let you off the hook. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. And instead of anger or guilt, I offer you my love. I fill every cell of my body with love. And the affirmation that comes to mind is simply, I love you. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And often when we're taking our own inventory, we may tend to focus on our flaws or the things we haven't handled the way we wished we had. What would it be like to take a break from that, if only for a day, and just give yourself some appreciation? Allow the cells of your body to fill with appreciation. How might that impact your health, your well-being, your life? To simply let yourself off the hook, to forgive yourself and to love and appreciate yourself and to know that you're learning and you're growing and that it's all okay. I love you. I love you. I love you. And now you may want to bring your attention to someone else. Perhaps you may have spent time with family over these last couple of weeks, or friends, or even if you've not spent time with family or friends, someone may still come to mind. And we're going to start with the affirmation for them. I forgive you. I forgive you. You are learning. You are growing. You have your strengths, you have your weaknesses, you have your wounds. I forgive you. I wipe the slate clean. This doesn't mean you have to interact with this person. You may or you may not. This means you're simply wiping the slate clean and not holding the grudge and not injuring your own body by holding on to anger. So I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. We're all in this soup of life together. We're all doing the best we can. We are all wounded and yet at the same time filled with greatness. and great capacity. So I forgive you and I love you. I forgive you and I love you. And we are not here to judge. We are here to learn to love. And it's easy to judge, and we have all fallen prey to being judgmental. But the real skill is learning to love the wounds and learning to love the imbalances, and to know that we are all learning and we are all growing. So I love you. I love you. I love you. And feel your heart chakra beginning to expand. Know that when you are able to feel this love, that it's healing for your own body. It elevates your vibration. And it's good for everyone. I love you. I love you. A plate of compassion all around. A plate of compassion for all of us. We're all in this soup of life together, with our various strengths and our various weaknesses, doing the best that we can with where we're at. And so now begin to become aware of the space all around your heart chakra. Feel the space between your heart chakra and the walls of the room that you're sitting in. Really letting your heart chakra, or your awareness of your heart chakra, spread out. Feeling all that space between you and the walls of the room. Maybe even becoming aware of the space beyond the walls, out into the town. Feeling all that space around your heart chakra. And once again, the affirmation, I love you, comes to mind. I love you. I love you. I love you. It's easy to judge. I'm here to learn to love. Again, feeling all that space around your heart chakra, letting your heart chakra open and expand, becoming more and more radiant, light-filled. And then bringing your awareness up to the center of your forehead, the third eye, which is the center of wisdom and discernment. The heart loves, and the third eye tells us how to relate, when to step back, when to step forward, when to stay strong, when to acquiesce. The third eye is kind of the driver. It's the wise decision maker. And so now, becoming aware of all that space in front of your third eye, we're doing what's called an open focus technique, where you become aware of the space around your body. And this helps harmonize your brain and stimulates unity consciousness. So feeling all that space in front of your third eye now, stepping into your wisdom, stepping into your clarity, remembering that there is a place of great wisdom that lies within you, that you are wise and you are strong, and that you are a wise decision maker. And then bringing your awareness to the top of your head, the crown chakra. And this time feeling all the space above the top of your head, going all the way up, up, up into the heavens, letting your awareness go up, feeling all that space above the top of your head, feeling your unity and your oneness with all of life. Feeling your connection to a force of life greater than yourself. And now this time, imagining that you're in space, and now you're just becoming aware of all that space around your body in space, really allowing your awareness to spread out now, sensing or feeling all that space around your body in space. Letting your own physical body drop away and becoming pure consciousness now, pure awareness, merging and expanding into the oneness, beginning to experience yourself as an infinite being. I am vast. I am infinite. I am expanded, I am unlimited, and I am one with life. I am an unlimited being having a human experience. Again, stepping into pure awareness, pure consciousness. Becoming no one, no thing, and simultaneously everyone and everything. I merge with the oneness. I expand into the oneness. I am an infinite being, having a human experience. And again, feel your expansive nature now. Begin to identify with this expanded self. Remember that there is a place within you that is wise, all-knowing, powerful, unlimited, strong, confident, balanced. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. Let's take a moment or two now and just sit in this expanded energy. Once again, learning to identify with this expanded self. Remembering who you really are. As you remember who you really are, you will manifest more of the best that lies within you. Remember, there is a place of greatness that lies within you. Rise to the occasion now. Choose to take the high road. Open yourself to this feeling of expansion and step into the expanded version of who you are. I am an expanded being of light. I am an expanded being of light. Continuing to connect with your expanded self. Stepping outside of your limited human perception into this unlimited place within you. We are human and we are learning and we are growing. And at the same time, we are filled with greatness and we are unlimited and vast and expansive. And so often we identify with one or the other. Perhaps you tend to identify more with your limited human self and not so much with your expanded self. Or perhaps you identify with your expanded self but forget that you're in a human body. And so we want to merge them both. Knowing that we're human and we're learning and we're growing, and at the same time, we are expanded and vast and infinite and powerful and filled with greatness. And when you're ready, you can take a deep breath. And slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. And we are all human and learning and growing, and we are all also connected to our expanded self. And everyone we know is human and learning, and they also have this potential to connect with their expanded self. So that's something you can work with in the week to come. Or in the month to come. So I'd like to move, now that we remember who we are and we're in our more of our expanded self, I'd like to do a Tongren chakra balancing healing for the group. For those that are new to the call, I'll be tapping with my Tongren hammer on a Tongren doll. As I tap on each of the seven chakras, I'll be releasing blockages that are in the group's collective chakra system. And this will help all of us to release anything that's holding us back so that we can step more and more into our expanded self. So here we go. Crown chakra. I am open and I am expanded. I am open and I am expanded. As I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. As I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. I am open and expanded. I am open and I am expanded. I am open and I am expanded. I connect with my expansive nature. I connect with my expansive nature. I am open and I am expanded. I am connected to a force of life greater than myself. I am open to a force of life greater than myself. Powerful beings of light are all around me, and I am never alone. Third eye. I am a wise decision maker. I am a wise decision maker. I make wise decisions. Divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. Divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. Throat chakra. I am filled with confidence. I am filled with confidence.
And allow confidence now to fill every cell of your body. Even if you don't feel confident, just imagine that every cell of your body is filled with confidence now. What would it be like to go through one day of your life filled with confidence? Confident that you are spirit. Confident that you are good and that you are learning. Confident that you can learn what it is you've come here to learn and do what you've come here to do. It doesn't mean that you're always right or that you always know the right answer, but that you're confident that you can learn. What would it be like to go through 10 minutes of your life in confidence or 30 minutes of your life in confidence? You may want to experiment with taking 30 minutes and just allowing every cell of your body to be filled with confidence and to move from that place and see what transpires. And even if you don't move, even if you're just sitting, what would it be like to just sit in a quiet confidence and allow every cell of your body to be filled with confidence? How might that heal your body? How might that affect your manifestation? How might that affect how you speak and how you listen? Heart chakra. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. And I know that I did not come here to be judgmental. That is the easy, that's the path of least resistance. That's the path that requires no skill. What requires skill is learning to step into our love and into our radiance, and to love that which we deem unlovable. And this is a work in progress for me and for all of us. But as we enter or prepare for the new year, it can be part of our resolution to remember that we didn't come here to judge. We came here to learn to love. And so devote yourself now to learning to love. To learn to love those who can't love you back. To learn to love those who are wounded. To learn to love those who treat you well. Again, you do not need to invite everyone home for dinner or have personal relationships with everyone. Many people we are meant to learn to love from afar. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. I remember why I've come. I've come. Part of why I've come is to learn to love. And so you can experiment with keeping your heart open these next 2 or 3 or 4 weeks or however long, or these next 10 minutes, whatever works for you. I've come to learn to love. Solar plexus. I accept myself completely. I accept that I will do this imperfectly. I accept that I will aspire to love and that I will be tested and that sometimes I will pass that test and sometimes I will fail. And that is the way of life. But I will learn. And so I accept myself. And I accept the process that I'm involved in. We are all learning and we are all growing. The earth is a school. And so I accept. I accept that I am learning. I accept that I am growing. I accept that I will make mistakes, that I will stumble and I will fall. I accept it all. I accept myself completely. And I accept that others are learning and others are growing and that they too will make mistakes. I am filled with deep acceptance. Identity chakra, located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I need no validation. I know who I am, and Spirit knows who I am. I know who I am and I know what to do. I am strong and I am steady. I am strong and I am steady. I know who I am. Base chakra. I am disciplined. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. I attend to my mind by reading and writing, learning something new every day. I attend to my body through exercise, eating well, getting enough sleep at night. And I attend to my spirit through using affirmations, chakra balancing, meditation, guided meditation, spending time alone, spending time in nature. I am disciplined. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. And kidney one. For peace. Let's just take a moment. Well, first let's just feel that energy. Feel this new alignment. Feel your body growing stronger. Now I'd just like to repeat the word peace. 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 Feel the vibration of the word and let it wash over you. Peace. 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 And now, before we conclude our call, I'd like to do one last thing, which is to send everyone on the call gold light. Gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. It's filled with wisdom and clarity and peace and strength and sensitivity and confidence. I'm going to shower you all with gold light now. If, as you're participating in the call, you'd like to send gold light with me, you're welcome to. You can both give and receive at the same time. You can just take a moment and send light to everyone on the call. And just imagine there's a celestial, I'm imagining a circle of people and gold light coming down, and that we're all being showered in a golden light. And this gold light is bringing you whatever it is you need this evening. If you need more confidence, the gold light is filling you with confidence. If you need more love, the gold light is filling you with love. If you need to activate the wisdom that lies within you, the gold light will assist you in activating your wisdom. And so open to receive now. And let the gold light shine down upon you. And bring you whatever it is you need this evening. May the gold light elevate your awareness, assist you in actualizing your best self, help you to bring forward your love and your confidence and your strength and your sensitivity. Continuing to open to receive the light now. Really allowing yourself to receive, allowing the light to wash over you. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I walk in light. I walk in light. I radiate light. I radiate light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And again, let's just sit in this energy for a moment. Allowing the light to take you higher and higher, helping you to actualize your best self more and more. And now this time, I'd like to imagine that the earth is in front of us. And this time, I'd like to send light to the earth. Sending waves and waves of gold light to the earth. Assisting in healing the earth. Assisting in raising consciousness on the planet. Elevating awareness. May our consciousness and may our awareness continue to grow. Adding light to the earth, where there's darkness, adding light, helping to bring greater peace, greater harmony, greater love and compassion to the planet. And I'll ask that anyone who is suffering receive some healing from the light now. That the light of our group goes out and benefits not only ourselves, but the world at large. And then one last time, just coming back to ourselves and opening to the light one last time. Of course, this is something you can do repeatedly on your own at any time, as you're driving your car, as you're cooking dinner, as you're going to bed. You can pause and just open to the light and let yourself be enveloped in the light. Let the light bring you comfort and peace and awareness. Allow the light to activate your wisdom, your clarity, your certainty. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I receive the light. I am the light. I walk in light. I radiate light. Light is within me and light is all around me. I am a radiant being of light. When you're ready, you can take a deep breath, and if you like, you can bring your attention back. If not, you may want to just continue to meditate on your own. I hope that tonight has, well, I can feel the light really strongly, so I'm imagining that you can feel it too. The call tonight has generated a lot of light that will assist you in your week, assist you in your body, your mind, your spirit. We will be meeting once a month, the last Sunday of every month, so you may want to mark your calendar. You can always check the website to see if there's any changes. If there are changes and you're on my email list, you'll get that.
Otherwise, I want to say thank you for joining us tonight. I always love the light that's generated from this call. And again, if you want more information about the healing technique, you can go to www.trcbhealing.com. We also have a pretty active YouTube channel. You could just Google Haley Mermelstein YouTube, and it will bring you to the YouTube channel where there's about 30 or so videos that you can watch to help help to balance your chakras as you go through your day. Thanks again, everyone. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me via the website, and hopefully we'll see you next month. Have a wonderful evening.